Can someone be considered the greatest of all time while not having the most rings in their era? Steph Curry could win his third ring in the LeBron dynasty era. What do you guys think?
Well, I think this is a very, very simple question to answer. In every era, you have a signature team, whether that be the Celtics, the Lakers, the Chicago Bulls. You know, each specific teams that have dominated that era. And if the team that's dominating that era, as well as the best player on that team, is considered he is the dominant player of that era.
Yeah, but how do we know he's the best player?
Let me finish. There is no way that someone can be considered the GOAT if in his era someone has dominated over him. LeBron James has won two rings in Miami. Then he has won one ring in Cleveland. If Steph wins this ring, that gives him three. Now, given that it's highly likely that Durant will sign another deal, if the Golden State Warriors were to win this one and the next one, it is without a doubt that LeBron James has been overshadowed. He will be considered in the shadow of Durant and Steph and the Golden State Warriors, because from the time that he turned 30 to the time that he turned 34, 35, which is the prime peak of his career where he's been averaging ridiculous numbers, he will be in the shadow of the Golden State Warriors, and that is going to be considered the heir of the Golden State Warriors.
He cannot. But that's not the question. The question was, is Steph Curry going to be considered greater than LeBron James? But Steph Curry
but
you have to realize Steph Curry may not even be the best player on his own team.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not advocating for Steph to be the GOAT. I'm just saying LeBron can't be the GOAT because no one can be the GOAT while being dominated in his prime. So, Michael won in his prime. There was nobody even close, okay? The only reason why Michael didn't win eight straight rings in his prime was because he went and played baseball for a fucking year and a half, okay? And let me tell you this. Michael, the only reason why he lost to the Pistons in the East, which were the future champs, and the only reason he lost to the Celtics, which were the future champs, was because the Bulls had no all-star on that team. The second Michael had a single all-star, Scottie Pippen, okay, is when Michael was virtually unbeatable.
Along with two other future Hall of Famers.
What two other future Hall of Famers?
Dennis Rodman and Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr is not a future Hall of Famer. He may be because of his coaching accolades added on top. But Steve Kerr, for his services in Chicago, it was not a Hall of Famer.
About Dennis Rodman?
I will say this. Kyle Korver is as good a shooter as Steve Kerr. So is Ray Allen as good a shooter as Steve Kerr. Dennis Rodman had already won rings with the Pistons as well as at the tail end of the career. Nevertheless, I will say this. Jordan dominated that period of time. LeBron is going to have to put on his resume that he has been blown out at least two times, more than likely three times, by one team, which is the Golden State Warriors.
What I don't understand is we keep comparing LeBron to teams. Why don't we ever compare the Miami Heat to the teams or the Cleveland Cavaliers to the teams?
Listen, LeBron has had enough help. He has had Dwayne Wade. He has had Chris Bosh. He assembled, and he has had Ray Allen.
And they won two out of 4 years.
Correct. They lost. They should have won. They lost twice, being the favorites, once against the Mavs and once against San Antonio. So that he should have had, in my calculation, if you want to consider LeBron the GOAT, At this point, at this stage, he should have 5 rings.
So four, I'm going to go back to the question straight, that was originally asked.
4 straight with the Heat and 1 with the Cavaliers. Nevertheless,
so if someone so the Golden State Warriors, hold on, let's go back to the question, right? So the Golden State Warriors, in the time that they have beaten LeBron, how many injuries did they have to their star players?
How many injuries do they have?
Yeah, yeah. How many star players were down?
0.
Did they have a full strength? Oh, exactly.
Okay.
And the times that LeBron has lost, how many injuries did he have to the all to their players?
Which times? Oh, against the Warriors or when he was on the Heat?
Yeah, against the Warriors. Against the Warriors, because he's lost.
Against the Warriors. Yes.
Right. So his teams were never at full strength when he was playing against the Warriors.
He had Kyrie. He had Love.
No, Kyrie was injured. Love was injured.
Well,
it was literally LeBron.
Well, they were injured at separate times and not for the duration of the series.
Well, that's my point.
Draymond Green was also
Curry had went down one game and they won that series.
Let me say this, okay? Here's the point.
But that's my
the
point
is
right?
The GOAT can't be a stats GOAT. He has to have two things. He has to have stats. He has to have great, amazing overall stats. So he can't be a Westbrook that just piles the stats.
I think this is where we differ.
So
because the greatest of all time is a player, not a team.
Right.
It's a player.
Right. So you're going to judge it only being the on best statistics. Player on the... So you're going to judge it only on statistics.
No, I'm going to rely on my eye as well. I don't think you can deny he has been the best player on the court for the last 10 years at the very least.
I can deny that because
based on what?
LeBron James, number one, has lost as a favorite. He has choked twice, okay? And
that's a team stat. That's a team stat. A favorite is a team stat. Let me just put that in there.
You're the leader of the team. You need to keep the guys together, and you need to show up in the fourth quarter of a series that you're expected to win handily, okay? So if you put up zeros all over the place against the Mavericks, that's a huge red flag for me, okay? And the other thing is you can't go to Cleveland and have Kyrie be the closer of the team. You're the man. You're the fucking guy. Just as Harden should be closing if he wants to win the MVP for the Rockets and can't have Chris Paul doing it. In the same light, Kyrie Irving can't be closing for LeBron James. If LeBron James is the guy, he's got to close, okay? Just the way he closed the Celtics this year, just the way he closed the Indiana Pacers and the Toronto Raptors.
Which one are you referring to? So you're saying LeBron didn't close the series that they won the NBA Finals?
I'm telling you that while Kyrie was there, LeBron was not the closer. He became the closer because there was nobody else left. But he should have been the closer all along. And to be overshadowed by other players, you can't be the GOAT. You just can't. And to be overshadowed by another team in your prime, you can't be the GOAT because then you're just a stats guy. You're not a fucking rings guy plus a stats guy.
No, so if we're just talking about stats, right? You understand LeBron James doesn't win all the stats either.
No, in fact, Michael's according to the advanced metrics, Michael's better than him. Efficiency ratio for career, Mike's better than him. MJ,
yeah, but
MJ
we can't compare careers right now because the career is not over.
Sure,
and regardless, at the end of the day, on the floor, he is by far the best. Have you seen a better player in your generation? And I'm not talking about Michael Jordan because that's not.
I am not denying that LeBron is the best player in his era. LeBron is the best player in his era. But LeBron
has
had two things.
No, hold on. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So Bill Russell, who has 11 titles.
Yes.
By his peers, he's considered the greatest of all time. Why is that? Because those guys played in that era, and they even deny Michael Jordan is the greatest of his time. In Michael Jordan's era, he's considered the greatest of all time. And in our generation, I believe LeBron James is considered the greatest of all time.
I don't believe that at all.
So the game evolves, right? Like, I think we all agree there. Bill Russell didn't play with a three-point line. So how can you discredit Bill Russell after winning 11 championships that he's not the greatest of all time?
I'll tell you how.
Why is
I'll
that?
I'll tell you why that is.
Go ahead.
That's
so is 11 not greater than 6?
That there's two things you have to understand. that it's not only about rings. It's not only about stats. You need to have both. You need to dominate your era in terms of rings.
Bill Russell did.
In terms of rings.
Bill Russell did.
But he did. Bill Russell did and not statistically. Dominate statistically. That's where you're wrong.
Oh, he did.
Because if you look at a player efficiency ratio, the most advanced statistic, MJ's 1. LeBron is 2. Bill Russell's nowhere to be found in the top 10 or 20.
Because the era has changed, right? They didn't have the three-point line.
Actually lowers both LeBron and Jordan's
efficiency rating. But you can score an extra point from a three-point line.
Look,
so how can you? So statistically, how can you compare them? Right? Like the fact of the matter is this.
Okay, if Steph wins another 2 rings, that will give him 4. If Durant wins another 2, that will give him 3. These guys are going to overshadow LeBron. It's their era.
Okay? Well, that's my point, right? Because you can go back to the San Antonio Spurs and call, you know, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili greater than Kobe Bryant. Because they overshadowed him.
Overshadow him?
Same thing.
Kobe's won 5.
Well, they both have 5 rings, right?
Kobe's won 5, and they played way past Kobe's retirement, Kobe's prime.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In the middle of LeBron James's prime, you're going to tell me that there's a team out there created a dynasty in the middle of his prime. So from the age of 30 to 34, let's say, or 30 to 35, to be, if they hold it for another year or two, which I think they will, in the middle of his greatest years, another team has dominated the NBA. How can you classify him as the GOAT?
Again, we keep going back to comparing LeBron to teams. Like, do you not see a problem with that?
No, I don't. I don't see a problem with that. Because LeBron James, I'll tell you why I don't see a problem with that. Because LeBron James, there's an element of sport that is about winning. Okay, so there's statistics and there's winning. If you don't win, I don't care what the reason is to some extent. You can't be considered the GOAT. So you need to win, period. End of story. Dan Marino will never be the greatest quarterback of all time. It's that simple. He can have all the statistics he wants. If he doesn't win,
we're not saying LeBron James hasn't won. We're not saying that he hasn't won. He's won 3 rings.
Three is nothing.
No, hold on. But you're comparing it to Dan Marino, who hasn't won a single ring. If LeBron hadn't won a single ring, then yeah, you have a point. If LeBron James was on the Golden State Warriors, would he not be considered greatest of all time?
Yes, he would be. If he was on the Golden State Warriors,
that's my point.
And he won 6 rings. If he was on the Golden State Warriors,
if he was on the Golden State Warriors starting 2012, they would win for the next 10 years, man.
Yes,
that's how great of a player he is.
If he was on the Golden State Warriors, and if he won those rings. And if he played with the same stats he plays now, and if he ended up with 6 or 7 or whatever rings,
he would be the best player on that team. Not the way it is right now, who we don't know who the best player is because Kevin Durant didn't show up the last 3 games in the Rocket series. We don't even know who the MVP of this finals is going to be. I can tell you for a fact, if LeBron James was on that team, he'd not only be the best player, he'd win every single MVP. And that's my point against Steph Curry. We don't even know if he's the best player on that team.
Remember, I'm not advocating for Steph to be the GOAT. I'm just saying one cannot be the GOAT if in his era, in his prime, he is crushed by some other team that has created a separate dynasty, separate from his. See, that's the issue I have with it. You know, and the fact of the matter is that you could never have LeBron joining, like, it's like saying let's put the dream team together and let's throw Michael on the dream team and have him win 7. It just ain't gonna happen for LeBron.
But that's really the dream team. Golden State is a dream team of our era.
Well, they were to some extent.
They won. they won. They went to two straight finals and won an NBA final. And then they added Kevin Durant, the second best player that we have in our league.
That's right. But you got to understand that the only reason why this dream team, so-called, has been allowed to create is because every single player was drafted except for Kevin Durant. So you draft Michael, and then you put in Scottie. So you draft everybody,
I'm not against dream teams at all. Don't get me wrong. Like, I actually, you know, sort of root for them, you know. And we've had some unreal teams in the past in terms of the Los Angeles Lakers, the Boston Celtics, even the Miami Heat when everybody was healthy on that team, and now the Golden State Warriors. So I'm not against a dream team, but you have to consider the circumstances that we have. And I am judging solely based on the player that I have seen, which is the greatest player that I have ever witnessed in the time that I have been alive.
According to what metrics is Jordan better than Michael?
Based on the games that I have seen him play, there's not a better player, right?
Give me an example. Is it statistics? Is it both? What is he better at? Oh, he's got more assists per game. What else?
More rebounds per game.
Okay,
so those are the three major statistics, right? Points, so rebounds, and assists.
Let's look at it this way. He has less than one rebound per game more than Michael.
Over 15 years. That's a lot, Marco.
Over 15 years.
He will break every single statistical category that there has ever been, minus maybe the points. Who Kareem well, let me will, put will probably
it,
never.
Nah, see, that's where we need to utilize basic math. Michael has had an averaging down with two seasons on the Washington Wizards.
So you can't hold that against LeBron. That's his choice.
I'm not holding it. But those he can are retire now.
No, hold on. Retire now. We're not asking to justify what Michael Jordan did. That is what it is.
I'm not saying that. All I'm trying to say is LeBron can retire at any point. But if he doesn't retire, which I don't personally think he will, his numbers are going to fall off. His points per game are never going to be higher than they are now. They're going to be lower the more he plays. So every single one of his per game statistics is going to go down every year from now on.
But we've been, Marco, you said that 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
LeBron was 33 years ago. Michael was 35.
That's my point. You said that, and his statistics went down, right?
Michael?
His points per game when he was in his 20s were way higher than what they were in his,
in his late 30s. But during his prime, during his 6 years of titles, his statistics were phenomenal.
So I can say LeBron is entering his prime now, based on what you're saying about Michael Jordan at 33.
Sure, if he continues
that's the thing. So how can we say he'll never be the GOAT if he is entering his prime now? And based on what I have seen over the last
year. I never said never. Right now, he's not the GOAT. There's no chance he's the GOAT right now. He's got half the rings as Michael. By all the advanced metrics, Michael's better than him. And it's as simple as that. So he's got a long ways
to go. But what does better mean? Like, does that mean more points than him, more assists than him, more rebounds than him? Like, what is better?
In aggregate, Michael's player efficiency, which contains everything, is higher than LeBron's.
That's my point. You cannot compare player efficiency in the mid-90s compared to what they are now. It's a different game.
That's right. You can't compare because, if anything, player efficiency was way harder to get higher in the 90s due to hand checking, due to no illegal three.
Regardless of what the factors are, you cannot compare. You're comparing apples to oranges. Same way you cannot compare Michael to Bill Russell, right? 11 rings. At the end of the day, he should be the GOAT.
No chance he should be the GOAT.
Why not?
Because according to all the advanced statistics, he's missing them.
You keep going back to advanced statistics when they didn't keep advanced statistics back in the day.
Let me put it this way. It takes two things to become the GOAT. Stats and rings. Okay.
LeBron right now has stats. And his stats aren't even GOAT stats. They're second best stats.
Bill Russell averaged 22 rebounds a game. Averaged in his career. What better stats do you have better than that? And he had 11 rings.
Yeah, well,
so that's stats plus rings.
Listen, Bill, nobody on the face of this earth will consider Bill Russell as the GOAT.
But that's my point. You said stats and rings equals GOAT.
Yeah.
There's no player in the NBA that has had
his stats, if you look at overall efficiency of everything combined, is way lower than Michael's. Okay. It's not even a comparison, okay? The only two guys that are elite statistically are Michael and LeBron, okay? LeBron is second, Michael is first, okay?
Okay, and so we have established right now Michael or LeBron James sits right under Michael.
Statistically speaking, yes, okay? Statistically speaking, LeBron right now, if you sum up all the statistics, is number two to Michael's number one. If we now include the second metric, which is accolades, rings, MVPs, all NBA teams, all defensive teams, et cetera, defensive player of the year, et cetera,
MVPs.
MVPs, exactly. If we add all of that on top, LeBron is not even second. Michael's first, but there's a slew of guys, a handful of guys between LeBron and Michael, okay?
Okay, give me a couple.
Because, let me put it this way, because there are other guys that have been more dominant than LeBron in the clutch, that have won more in the clutch, okay?
So what does clutch mean? Let's define that. Because he has more game winners than Kobe and Michael combined.
I'll tell you what it means. I'll tell you what it means, okay? It means the only reason why LeBron has more rings won is because we're counting wins that don't matter when you're up 2-0 against the fucking Raptors. Oh, whoop-de-doo, you can shoot that three.
Hold on. Michael dominated the competition like that, too. This is nothing new.
Michael, if you look at NBA Finals, okay, you can see – This is the eye test. If you want to talk about eye test, when you look at the NBA and the signature shots they'll play when the finals start, the 30-second clip, 45-second clip, they're always going to show the Russell jump shot, Michael over Russell. They're always going to show the Kobe lob to Shaq against the Trailblazers. These are signature moves. They're always going to show the baby hook. They're always going to
They're not going to show LeBron James block over Iguodala.
Block. See, that's the problem, right? The problem is you resort to some block. Why are they showing Kyrie shooting the jump shot in Game 7 over Steph Curry? Why are they not showing LeBron James doing that? Why is Kyrie in the clip instead of LeBron?
Why not? He's his teammate.
Why? Because he's the closer. He's the leader. He's the finisher. LeBron.
So if LeBron didn't block that shot, they'd be up one point, and we'd be having a completely different conversation.
I mean, you can always say that.
But that's a fact.
See,
right?
That's the thing. Mathematically, I mean, you're arguing what is the classic argument for statistics, right? It's the classic argument. 2 points is 2 points. Doesn't matter if you score 2 points in the first quarter or fourth quarter. Technically, that is true. 2 points here is 2 points there. But what people discount is the fact that it's much harder to score 2 points in the fourth than it is to score 2 points at the beginning of the game. It's a completely different mentality in the two situations. And the problem is LeBron doesn't have the accolades and doesn't have the killer instinct at the end of the games. He knows it himself.
I think we have put that argument to rest. I don't think anybody would agree with you that LeBron doesn't have the killer instinct that you talk of.
Kobe Let me ask you this question, Michael Jordan. Where would you put LeBron in terms of killer instinct among the greats?
I would probably put him, probably the way it stands right now, after Michael Jordan at number two.
So you would put him behind, for example, Kobe.
Yes. Like you tell me a signature shot that Kobe
you
made
would
in
rather,
the finals.
So you would rather at the end of the game, there is no other man that you would rather have than Michael in front of LeBron shooting the ball.
Correct.
Okay. If that's the case and you say that's true, why is LeBron handing the ball off on his own half to Kyrie at the end of the
Marco,
game?
Yeah, but Marco, that's 3 years ago. You have to realize the man has evolved. Did you not watch these past playoffs?
He hasn't been in that scenario. He's hit a shot on the mentally handicapped Toronto Raptors.
It doesn't matter.
Up 2-0.
Back to your point. A shot at the end of the game is completely different than a shot in the beginning of the game. So he hit two game winners this past season.
And a shot against a mentally handicapped team up 2-0 in your own house, it's very easy for you to hit that.
So
zero
what
pressure.
What about the three-pointer he hit in game 7 in the last 2 minutes against the Boston Red Sox? Boston Celtics. What about the game winner that he hit in game 7 or game 6 against the Indiana Pacers? What about the closing? He didn't defer to anybody.
No.
There was nobody on the team.
Pacers' shot is much more significant, but you're in the first round. You're a heavy favorite. You shouldn't be in
game seven against the Boston Celtics, who were the favorite, by the way, to win that game, and he hit the three-pointer with 2 minutes left in the game. Or what about in the Boston Celtics series in Miami when he closed out that game 7? He didn't defer to Dwayne Wade. The guy averaged 37 points in that series.
Let me tell you this. In that series, he shot 2 threes basically wide open. First one bounced off the rim. He got it back. He shot another one, bounced off the rim, and boom, it went to Ray Allen to bail his ass out. Okay.
No. I'm not talking about that game. That's against the San Antonio Spurs. That's not what I'm talking about.
Which game?
The one that went to Ray Allen and that took them to overtime and San Antonio.
They only won two. They only won two series. They beat the rookie Thunder, and they scraped by the skin of their teeth against the San Antonio Spurs. And they also scraped by the skin of their teeth with luck against when Draymond suspended against the Golden State Warriors, that's considered
the greatest comeback of all time in the NBA, down 3-1.
You're telling me that the GOAT with three rings, one ring barely squeezing by the San Antonio Spurs, we're putting conditions on rings now, right?
Like we don't remember what the fuck happened in April of 1993.
Michael has never played a game seven. Michael has won every time. The second Michael had one all-star on his team and Scottie Pippen joined the team, he won, and he won every year. It's as simple as that.
And Phil Jackson, who has won 11 titles.
Phil Jackson, sure. What's your point?
My point is, he's never had a coach like Phil Jackson.
Listen, he was the one who fired Black.
We don't know that. That's what everybody thinks. That's not a fact. I'm talking about facts.
The man tried to coach the team, which he.
Regardless, that's not a fact. We don't know that. That's all he said, she said bullshit, right? At the end of the day, the man has never had a great coach to take him to the promised land. The man has never had a player that has stayed healthy for 6 years in a row to have a run like Scottie Pippen. He hasn't.
Scottie Pippen. Let me tell you this much, okay? I will say this. Start with statistics. Michael edges out LeBron in overall efficiency. Defensively, Michael has 9 all-first teams to LeBron's 4. Michael has 1 defensive player of the year to LeBron's 0. Michael has won 6 rings. LeBron has won 3. Michael, for all intents and purposes, has been the leader from start to finish of every single series. Okay, where and how is LeBron better?
So look, at the end of the day, you can consider Michael Jordan the GOAT, right? And most people do, and that's fine. Like you mentioned, all of those stats, they're all valid, right? to me, I have never seen a better player step onto the court while I was older than 10 years old. That's
sure.
Just a fact.
I mean, is a fact, because at 10 years old, the Bulls were just finishing up their dynasty.
Correct. So
that
so
is
in,
a fact.
In 15 to 20 years from now, when he has crushed every single record, what do you think the millennials will think?
They'll think Jordan's the GOAT.
I don't know, because they've never seen Jordan, just like people that grew up in Jordan's era had never seen Bill Russell. Right? And the game evolves, and people move on from that fact, right? And that's just the way it is.
See, here's the thing, right? Joe Montana has been the GOAT in football until Brady came, did the same thing or better statistically as Montana. He's got better statistics than Montana. And he's got more rings than Montana. So unless a guy comes along that's dominant from the sense of the way LeBron is and the way Michael is statistically, plus the guy comes in there with killer instinct and wins six rings, it's impossible to think that anybody else would beat the GOAT. That's the problem.
We can't. So going back to your Montana point, right? I think NFL is a completely different game, and it that argument doesn't belong in this one, because in the NFL you've never seen a player that has won 11 rings. That's just never happened. So we don't have that comparison to go with, right? So going back to the point of the greatest player in their own generation, I think everybody would agree that he's the best player that you've seen, right?
Yeah, LeBron James we're all is the best similar, player right? in his era. I personally think Kobe's better than LeBron.
Based on what? Because Kobe wasn't even the best player on his team at one point.
Well, Kobe in his era, which I consider the beginning of the LeBron era, or just prior to the LeBron era.
Well, I think Shaquille O'Neal was more dominant than Kobe Bryant.
Shaquille O'Neal had massive was dominant, yes, but Shaquille O'Neal had massive flaws. You can't consider anybody the GOAT that can't shoot
Kobe.
A free throw.
So did Kobe.
You know,
look, at the end of the day, we put Kobe on a pedestal because we remember his last 5 years in the league. But you gotta
remember
Kobe Bryant,
Kobe won three with Shaq, but Kobe won two with nobodies. Okay, he had
He won it with Pau Gasol. Exactly.
Yeah, big
he was a,
deal.
He was a future
what,
Hall of
what?
Famer.
He won two with Pau, and LeBron can't win two with Wade and Bosch. Okay,
they did
barely,
win two with Wade and Bosch.
Barely
it
scraped
matter.
By.
But listen, why are we putting conditions on rings when it comes to LeBron?
Because he should have been more dominant. He should have been
no,
a lot more dominant.
No. Kobe wasn't even the best player on his team for 3 years straight. That's a fact.
That's
a fact, man.
That is somewhat true. Depends how you look
no,
at
no,
it.
No, there's no somewhat. Who's the MVP of the finals in those series? It's not Kobe.
Shaq was not the MVP all 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
He was 2 years.
Right.
2 years he was.
And Kobe was for three.
Exactly. So he wasn't even the best player on his team.
So,
and I could argue that third MVP could have went to Shaq as well. They felt bad for Kobe, so they gave it to him because he was a big contributor on that team. They couldn't give him 3 years in a row.
Look, Kobe has five rings with three MVPs. LeBron has three rings. You know, no matter which way you look
With three MVPs.
Yeah, with three MVPs.
Which means he was he was the best player on that
team. Yeah, here's the problem. Just to go back to the original question. You've got the Kobe dynasty, which is 2000, 2003, and the 9-10. In there, you've got the Spurs winning five. So you got the Lakers winning five. You got the Spurs winning five. Then let's hypothetically say you've got the Golden State Warriors. Let's say they win three. They're going to win three minimum. So let's say they win. Let's just say they win five. Okay, hypothetically speaking. You've got
big hypothetical, right?
Fine, let me ask you hypothetically. You've got the Golden State Warriors winning five. You've got the Spurs winning five. You've got the Lakers winning five. And in there, you've got one by the Cavs, and you've got two by the Miami Heat. So in that range, you want to consider LeBron the GOAT in there?
Yeah.
In there compared to Michael dominating his era, and that you want to squeeze in a couple rings randomly here and there, and he's the GOAT without even dominating his era?
Well, look, I can draw up a hypothetical scenario as well where it says LeBron wins the next three championships if he goes to the Spurs.
Yeah,
Rockets,
that's the thing. In that hypothetical scenario, I will tell you that he's the GOAT now. He could be the GOAT. But in my hypothetical scenario, if he's overshadowed by a bunch of dynasties, you can't tell me that he could even be in the conversation of the GOAT.
That is my point. To you, a GOAT means a team. That's what it is.
No, it
doesn't.
You're
talking about dynasties
of a team. It means two things.
No, hold on.
It means stats and it means winning.
No, hold on a second. Let me finish. In your scenario, you are considering whoever wins a team 3 out of 4 years or 3 out of 3 years, that's a dynasty, and whoever is the top player in there is the GOAT. That's what you're saying at the end of the day.
I never argued for Steph being the GOAT. I'm just saying
I'm not saying that either. That's far from even the point.
I'm saying a GOAT should have a dynasty, just like a ruler has his dynasty. You know, if we're talking about the Mongols, they ruled some era. The Chinese ruled some era. The Europeans ruled some era. What era did LeBron rule if he didn't actually rule any era?
That's a fair point. At the end of the day, all I'm saying is if you pluck LeBron out, put him on the Rockets, or you put him on the Golden State, you have the dynasty. He is just he's on the unfortunate end of the history where
and social he doesn't have history, a good coach. Write the books. I mean, sometimes that's the way it goes. I mean, it could be luck, but at the end of the day, that's the way history is written. There's only one pass at it. And, you know, we can all do what ifs, buts, ands.
I think LeBron's legacy is going to be 3 chapters. We've seen 2 of them, and we don't know what the final chapter holds. So before we make any judgments as to what his career is going to look like, a lot of things can change. Marco, I do agree with you. With the facts that you have presented, just to sum everything up, the facts that you have presented, I don't think he's ahead of Michael Jordan just yet because of the stats and the wins and the dynasty that you talk of. However, at the end of the day, his legacy is not over yet.
If he has a second coming, if he comes up with another couple rings, you know, kind of like Federer or kind of like a Brady, another era, another couple rings, then he's built his dynasty, and then we could have the discussion that he could be the GOAT.
I think we can agree today that he is probably the second best basketball player that you have seen.
I am not prepared to concede that at this point in time, but let's leave that for another day.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Good job. That was a long spiel there.
That was a good one.
We went too far. This got out of hand.
Yo, where the fuck was the moderator in all of this?
Yo, my bad, guys. I just gotta let you guys go.
See you, man.
Yeah, it sounds good, man. I'm gonna process and put it out. The first one's already released. The first bit we did, like the actual.
Oh, it's already released. Open all of this.
And I'm gonna release a special episode too. This one here.
All right, sick. Yes? Awesome, guys. Have a good night.
See you, boys.
All right, ciao.